As I said, DuQuoin Mayor Guy Alonji. First off, buddy, it's good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, good talk to you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hate to come at you this way, Guy, but I'm curious about something. What are you concerned about? Now, I don't want to take a look at all the details. We'll do that in a moment. But when you take a look at everything that you're facing right now in DuQuoin, COVID, money, all these things, what are your concerns for the future right now? What are you worried about?
Well, I'm worried about getting through the next 2 or 3 months. You know, the pandemic's numbers are starting to get crazy, and it's just a mess right now. Sales tax is not good. Christmas is coming. We've got a lot of families hurting in DuQuoin and Perry County and around Southern Illinois. So, I mean, that's my main concern right now is to get through the holidays and try to keep people safe.
You know, when I was thinking about you and joining the show this morning, I think it's kind of unique in the way I think about you because the cumulative impacts that this has had on you, the fair, right, and the money that brings into your communities from all across this country that get left in your town. You know, the restaurant business, it seems like everything kind of, it's this cumulative effect that's hard to overcome. If we only had one thing we had to deal with, it'd be one thing, but we don't. We've got a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, we've been very fortunate in DuQuoin. I mean, our sales tax is down about $300,000. It would have been worse, I think, if we wouldn't have had a Walmart and we wouldn't have had General Cable. General Cable and Walmart make up about 67% of our total sales tax in DuQuoin. So, you know, as long as those two are going, you know, we know that 2/3 of our sales tax is going to be safe, but it's that other 1/3 that's just been, you know, just been killed over the last 9 months. You know, your restaurants and the fair, we didn't have car craft this year. We didn't have the fair this year. You know, we got the holiday lights this year. We're not going to have the expo hall. So, you know, it's just been a cumulative effect of different things that's happened to us. You know, we've just got our nose to the grind and trying to keep our eye on the financial side of it right now.
When I look at $300,000, I have a tendency to apply my rule of thumb. If I see $100,000 on the table, that I know that $70,000 of that, as a rule, is salaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, in DuQuoin, we're a little bit above that curve. About 86 to 87% of our total budget is payroll and fringe benefits. So, you know, we don't have much to cut from our budget. So when we start looking at sales tax numbers the way we are now, you know, there's a possibility we have to start looking at jobs, and we don't want to do that.
Any possibility the cure funds could help you alleviate those concerns?
Yeah, you know, but the cure funds is great, but, you know, you're only being reimbursed for what you've already spent. So, I mean, that's a good thing that you're being reimbursed for what has been spent. But, you know, when you start looking at the politics end of it, Washington's a mess right now. Democrats, Republicans can't see eye to eye. It seems like they're always, you know, they're worried about their own political future and their own egos, and not worried about the people that's walking on the streets paying their bills.
And I think you alluded to that earlier, the concern I heard in your voice. The older members of your community and food, I'm going to be doing another interview on this tomorrow at 7:20, but the persistent gnawing knowledge of this that it exists in communities all across Southern Illinois has me a little bit more than concerned, especially where we are for the season, which is good because people like to give, but what happens afterwards?
Well, yeah, you know, January, February, and March, I think, is going to be a tough time for Southern Illinois. You know, they're going to start bringing out the vaccine, and, you know, the numbers are going to continue to rise. We don't know how many units of vaccine that we're going to get, who's going to get it first, who's going to get it last. I would hope that, you know, our first responders and our people in our nursing homes and people in our hospitals get it first. But, you know, the federal government, they didn't do a very good job with the virus and controlling the virus. I hope they do a better job with getting the vaccine out.
One of the issues that you have been facing, along with many other mayors and city councils, has been the pressure on the part of the governor on mitigation efforts, and pretty aggressive. You know, in the term, you've got blood on your hands. That's, to me, that's very overt. You know, in saying, look, you know, call your mayors, call your city council, ask them what they're doing to keep you safe. while at the same time realizing you've talked to your state's attorney, you've talked to your police officers, and at the same time you realize you've worked so hard to bring and attract those businesses to your community, and now you're telling them to stop. I do not envy you your position. So what about this and these mitigation efforts and the pressure from the governor's mansion?
Well, it's a tough time to govern, whether you're the governor or a mayor or a city council member. You know, my heart tells me that the governor's trying to do some good things to try to mitigate the virus. You know, the backside of that is that he's throwing a lot of this enforcement on local units of government, and, you know, they haven't given us any laws to apply those mitigations to. So, you know, I think the state could probably do a better job. The legislature has not met. I think they could have given us some state mandates through legislation. You know, they want us to pass ordinances for masks, but the state hasn't done that yet. You know, they want to be able to close up restaurants and bars, and, you know, that's a tough thing. I mean, for a mayor to go up to a business that helps pay the bills, and they're the people that, give contributions to the city and city events, and you're telling them that, you know, you're going to have to close them, you're going to have to jerk their liquor license off the wall. That's not a pleasant thing. And, you know, the Illinois Liquor Commission could have gotten involved with this thing. I think health departments could have been more aggressive with it. I've told our local health people, I said, you know, if you want to go and close somebody up, you know, it's your responsibility to do that. We'll go as a peace officer to make sure that everybody's safe. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, it's your executive order to enforce.
You could be left on the hook for the state's decisions on a legal aspect and the officers who do that as well.
From the legal aspect, you know, it's easy for the state to tell us what to do because they've always got a team of attorneys, and it's not going to cost them much legal fees other than the salaries that they're paying those attorneys. Most of these municipalities have to go out and pay an attorney anywhere from $150 to $300 an hour. You get into a liability suit or defamation of character suit or whatever it is, it's going to cost the municipality a lot of money.
And you have a tight-knit community, you know, and I said you go in and say, look, you got to do this now, and then you're left with that. I struggle with that, you know, being the bad guy, so to speak. Is an image that I just don't think you want attached to your community. But, you know, everybody's facing it at the same time, too. Like I said, I struggle with this.
Well, you know, mayor is supposed to be a good guy, supposed to help the community. A mayor is not supposed to be a bad guy, supposed to close up businesses. And these people are hurting. You know, restaurants and bars and small mom-and-pop shops are the ones that's just been annihilated through this virus. Your big-box stores like Walmart, you know, it's not going to affect them. In fact, their revenues are up. But, you know, a mom and pop on Main Street, a local grocery store, a shoe store, restaurants, bars, I mean, they've just, like I said, they've been annihilated.
So you look at this budget. We're getting ready to close out the year. You're looking at 300,000. Some published articles have it at higher. You'll have to work with the city workers on being able to weather this, salary freezes. What are the options there, Mayor?
Well, the first thing we've done is for our new budget, we've asked all departments to cut 7.5% from their operating budget. We passed an ordinance that took all non-union employees to a pay freeze for 2021. Right now, we're working with the unions to see what we can do. We've got to honor some contracts. We hope that we can talk to our union employees and try to do something there. If we can't get concessions across the board, I mean, we're going to start looking at jobs, and we don't want to do that. And I think other communities are going to be in the same way. You know, you start looking at the first and second quarter of 2021. We get our in January, February, and March. We get our October, November, and December sales tax numbers. December is always pretty good, but, you know, a lot of people are going online to buy all their goods for Christmas. Then you look at the second quarter. The second quarter is April, May, and June. You usually get January, February, and March sales tax numbers during that time, and usually January, February, March is a downtime. People's coming off of Christmas. Kids are back to school. So I think the first 6 months are going to be tough. In fact, I think maybe the first 9 months of 2021 is going to be tough on municipalities and sales tax.
Now, I think, and I'm hope I'm not wrong here because I'm pulling this right out of my ears, we'll call it, that there was a note came from IML about identifying the line on your taxes that comes back to you from the state because they're collecting sales tax online sales by zip code. So there is some hope in that. That's something, a new line you'll begin seeing in your reimbursements, correct?
Yes. It's called the PPRT, I think, tax.
That's why I don't remember it. I have no PPRK, what? I have no clue.
PPRT tax.
Yeah, so that's one thing you can hold on to for a little hope there, right?
Well, I hope, you know, up until last year, you know, we didn't get much sales tax off of online sales. Now, you know, Illinois's got with the program and they're collecting the sales tax for online goods. So, you know, hopefully that's going to help some, but still, you know, it's your local businesses that still people, their doors aren't open. It's just a mess locally.
And then they don't pay the water bill, then they don't have the salaries, then they don't, it's all connected. We're learning just how deeply we are connected on so many levels, if nothing else. So let's change gears, because my understanding is you got a hot connection with Santa, but Santa said, look, if you're going to drop the letters off at the mailbox, you need a return address so Santa can mail back the letter.
Yeah, we got a mailbox at Crestman Square that's been pretty popular over the last couple of years. Last year we had about 400 letters to Santa, and we asked that the parents take the children to Crestman Square and deposit a letter in the mailbox, and if it's properly signed and they have a good address on it, then Santa's going to write them back a letter, and hopefully by December the 20th, all the children that wrote letters to Santa will have a letter back in their mailbox.
I can't tell you how many times over the weekend, over the last 3 days, we'll call it, that I've seen somebody on social media wanting to know whether you were going to be able to drive through the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds and see all your lights. They keep asking, wondering, is it open?
We can, and they can. The only hiccup to the whole holiday lights fair this year is going to be the expo hall. It will not be open on the weekends, but we have worked out with tourism a program that is going to bring Santa to City Hall. He's going to be behind plexiglass, but the kids will be able to talk to him. They'll be able to have pictures with him. Just won't be able to touch him. But also the popular trains, they're going to be in the window, and I'm going to be up there operating them for the weekend. So, you know, hopefully the kids that want to talk to Santa Claus around Southern Illinois, they can come to DuQuoin. When they go into the holiday lights, they get a golden ticket. That golden ticket gives them the opportunity to come up to City Hall and visit with Santa.
So when's it start?
It started actually Thanksgiving evening. It will go to New Year's Day.
What's the hours?
Hours is 6 to 9 in the evening, and it's $10 a carload. No matter if you got one person, you got 20 people in a van, it's still $10.
All right, good. Then I'm going to come up and drive through and take a look at your lights.
I want you to come up to City Hall, too. If you come up on the weekend, come up and see me running the trains.
Good. I'd like to do that. Will you have Cooper with you is the question.
Probably not. Cooper will probably be guarding the house.
Yeah, Cooper guard. I could say, you know, it's interesting because a guy posted on Facebook saying, look, we're going to have to close the city building. People keep coming to the city. And they announced to you basically they're COVID positive and they know they're supposed to be in quarantine. And they walk in. You had three in one day.
Yeah, I walked in from my office to the lady's office and I could tell that they were, you know, something was going on. And I said, what's up, ladies? And they said, well, we've had three people walk in here in the last hour to tell us they were quarantined. And I said, really? And they said, yep. And I said, close it down. I said, we're not going to expose our people like that. So we went to online payments, and we're not having any visitors unless by appointment over only at City Hall.
All right. You're going to do that TFN guy?
Pardon?
You're going to do that till further notice?
Yes, till further notice.
All right. Guy Alonji, Mayor of DuQuoin. And hope you had a great Thanksgiving. But I'm really got high hopes for this Christmas, and going out and trying to, if nothing else, making sure the kids have a great Christmas.
Yep, that's the main thing. Let's get 2020 behind us and hope 2020, 2021 is a better year.